evening and welcome then to Mystery Monday, a part three for me in Who Sampled Who. We are live tonight, so anything could go wrong. Good evening, everyone. Hope we're all enjoying ourselves. Great show, Matt Thomas. You can catch him on Sundays. 5 till 6, good stuff. So in the next hour then, Who Sampled Who, we play you the original, and then we play you a cover version, or a version that sampled a section of the original. And we've got some good ones in the selection tonight, because they've all been kindly donated by DJ Steve Cashmore. Thank you very much, and a fine choice they are too. So we kicked off then with Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together? And I told you it's live. I told you it would probably go wrong. So we need to put that one in there, because that was going to be a massive mistake.
You used to call me on my... You used to...
In fact, I think it's still... It's something's gone wrong here. Hang on a minute, hang on. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do that one again. I do apologise. Something has gone wrong in the studio. It's live. That's what it's all about. Bear with.
You used to call me on my...
Come on, cousin, sort it out. You've had an hour to prep.
You used to... Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean... One thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. 'Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
And so Steve Cousins with you then on Mystery Monday, as we do Who Sampled Who, or Who Covered Who.
I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one.
So we kicked off with Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together?
Wonder if you've been in,
and that was later sampled
someone else
by Drake,
rolling
Hotline Bling.
For
original from 1972. Drake's version from 2015.
No one else, you don't need nobody else, no.
Originally sampled over 41 times. Wow.
Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in
it. So it's Mystery Monday, Steve Cousins. Apologies for the little hiccup earlier.
Right now you're someone else.
It's partly my fault, but we'll blame the equipment. Anyway, let's move on because I'm going to run over as it is and I don't want to interrupt whoever's on after me. So we'll get through these quickly. This is Stevie Wonder. Pastime Paradise. Where do you think this one went?
Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men wasting most of their time.
If you think you know them, get them in on the WhatsApp.
On the
play along.
Men wasting most of their day. Remembrance of ignorance, so disgrace, tell me.
I think this one's pretty obvious, to be fair, but we'll have a go.
Will come to me, how many of them are you and me? Dissipation, gracefulation, consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation. Exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. Men spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. Men spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the day that sorrow's lost from time. Keep telling of the day when the Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be? How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, a grace relation, consolation, integration. Revelation, acclamation.
So there you go, Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise.
Vibration.
Originally released in 1976.
To peace of the world.
And sampled 29 times to date.
Living in the past.
Where do you think that one went?
Been spending most of their lives living past.
Of course it is. It's Coolio, Gangster's Paradise.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23, never will I live to see 24. The way things is going, I don't know.
Tell me why are we so blind?
Most of the lives living in the gangster's paradise.
after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. It's going on in the kitchen, but I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
There you go then, Coolio. Gangster's Paradise. Sampled from Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise. That was 1995. I remember that year. Driving round thinking I was a bad boy in my XR2. As you do. So it's Monday night then, Mystery Mondays. Steve Cousins with you then till 9 o'clock. We're totally live. The WhatsApp is open. Let's hear from you. This next one, we're taking you back to 1973. It's Aerosmith. totally out of my genre zone. Give me words out, come on. But that's what Mystery Monday is all about, isn't it? Play something different. Go out your comfort zone. So that's Aerosmith, Dream On. From 1973. And elements of that song have been sampled over 22 times. So it will lead us into this guy, who I don't normally play. I'm not sure if this is the clean version or not. So if you've got kids in the car, if you're listening to us on catch up and stuff like that, I do apologise. So it's Eminem. Track entitled Sing for the Moment. It's very similar, isn't it? Basically, he just ripped the tune and just rapped over it. I'm assuming. I don't know.
These ideas are nightmares to white parents whose worst fear is a child with dyed hair and who likes earrings. Like whatever they say has no bearing. It's so scary in a house that allows no swearing to see him walking around with his headphones blaring. Alone in his own zone, cold and he don't care. He's a problem child. And what bothers him all comes out when he talks about his fucking dad walking out. Cause he hates him so bad that he blocks him out. If he ever saw him again, he'd probably knock him out. His thoughts are whacked, he's mad, so he's talking back. Talking black, brainwashed from rock and rap. He sags his pants through rags and a stocking cap. His stepfather hit him, so he socked him back and broke his nose. His house is a broken home, there's no control. He just lets his emotions go.
Of the killers, a sinner's mind is a sanctum. Holy or unholy, only have one homie. Only this gun, lonely, cause don't anyone know me. Yet everybody just feels like they can relate. I guess words are a motherfucker. They can be great, or they can degrade, or even worse, they can teach hate. It's like these kids hang on every single statement we make, like they worship us, plus all the stores ship us platinum. Now how the fuck did this metamorphosis happen? From standing on corners and porches just rapping to having a fortune, no more kissing ass. But then these critics crucify you, journalists try to burn you, fans turn on you, attorneys all gonna turn at you to get their hands on every dime you have. They want you to lose your mind every time you mad, so they can try to make you out to look like a loose cannon. Any dispute won't hesitate to produce handguns. That's why these prosecutors wanna convict me, strictly just to get me off of these streets quickly. But all they kids be listening to me religiously, so I'm signing CDs while police fingerprint me. They're for the judge's daughter, but his grudge is against me. If I'm such a fucking menace, this shit doesn't make sense, B. It's all political. If my music is literal and I'm a criminal, how the fuck can I raise a little girl? I couldn't, I wouldn't be fit to. You're full of shit too, Guerrero. That was a bitch that hit you. Can it load a gun up for you and cock it too? Well, if it can, and the next time you assault a dude, just tell the judge it was my fault and I'll get sued. See, what these kids do is hear about us toting pistols, and they wanna get one cause they think the shit's cool. Not knowing we really just protecting ourselves, we entertainers. Of course the shit's affecting ourselves, you ignoramus. But music is reflection of self, we just explain it, and then we get our checks in the mail. It's fuck to paint it. How we can come from practically nothing to being able to have any fucking thing that we wanted. That's why we sing for these kids who don't have a thing, except for a dream and a fucking rat magazine, who post pinup pictures on their walls all day long, idolize their favorite rappers and know all their songs. Or for anyone who's never been through shit in their lives, do they sit and they cry at night wishing they died? Do they throw on a rap record and they sit and they vibe with nothing to you but with the fucking shit in their eyes? That's why we seize the moment, try to freeze it and own it, squeeze it and hold it, cause we consider these minutes golden.
And maybe they'll admit it when we're gone. Just let our spirits live on through our lyrics that you hear in our songs, and we can
Eminem, Sing for the Moment. And we'll play that one for Alex, big Eminem fan. I do like a couple of his. I like Stan. And my name is Slim Shady, all that. Yeah. Do like that. Don't hear off him these days. Is he still going, Eminem? Was big in the early noughties. So there you go, that is what became of Aerosmith's Dream On. That's Eminem, Sing for the Moment, 2002. That's going back a bit, isn't it? So good evening, welcome. It's Monday night, Mystery Mondays. It's Steve Cousins with you then till 9, as we do a bit of Who Sampled Who, or Who Covered Who. We play you the original, and then we'll play you something that became of it. I do like this. This is George Clinton. Track entitled...
Yeah, this is a story of...
Atomic Dog. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Damn, we'll be busy. These are clapping dogs. Rhythmic dogs. Harmonic dogs. House dogs. Street dogs. The world unite. Dancing dogs.
Don't forget, if you think you know what this became, get them in on the WhatsApp. Let's be interactive. Let's have a bit of a game out of it. There's no prizes. Actually, there is. A free Badger Burger from Arkwright's. And a bag of Beaks. Gotta be honest, I've never heard that before. That is from 1982. That sounds kind of electro, doesn't it? Kind of scene at the beginning of the 80s. Probably is. I've not heard it before, but it does sound of that genre, doesn't it? George Clinton, Atomic Dog. from 1982. So, what do you think that become? It's Snoop Dogg. And this is the Clean Mix.
From the depths of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky as the doc. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but you bet not slip, cause 9 Triz ain't the year's there for me to quiz out my grip. So I ain't holding nothing back, and once again I got 5 on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a food on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangster.
Hold up, what's my name?
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah. It's the bound to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy yes yolin', Snoop Doggy Dogg in the house with the pound like every day, and I'm right back up in you with Dr. Dre, and like I said, none of y'all can get with this, and none of y'all can get with that hit I just dropped, cause you know it don't stop, Mr. 187 on the undercover cop, tick tock, now at a clock, just some nuts and a cop, rob you for your ears, then I kill you blood clocks, and I step through the fog, and I creep through the smog, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy. Hands way up in the air and wave them all around like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch your stack.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank goes on swole. I'm still on hit legit, now I'm on parole. Stroke with the dog pound right behind me and rolling with my. That's where you might find me. Linging that G thing. She want the G with the biggest sack. And who's that? He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim.
What's your name, fool?
Then Snoop Dogg. Track entitled What's My Name? And that was from 1993, can you believe it? So basically, that George Clinton song, Atomic Dog, has been sampled a whopping 358 times. Can you believe that? This one's easy. You should know this. What did this become? It's Rick James, Super Freak.
She's a very kinky girl. Wow, no.
go, Rick James, Super Freak.
He's a fairy king.
From 1981. You know where this is going, don't you? Come on, you should do.
Once you get her off the street.
But you might not. That's the whole idea. It's who sampled who. It's Monday night, Mystery Mondays. Steve Cousins with you then till 9. As we go through part 3 of Who Sampled Who.
Can't touch this.
Oh, it had to be, didn't it?
Can't touch this.
MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and do like me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat, you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pull a little mention, don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? Can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, them a white or a tape. To learn what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't groove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Yo, rump, just for a minute, let's all do the bump. Bump, bump, bump. Yeah, can't touch this.
Can you still do the dance?
Look, man, can't touch
this. I bet Agus can. MC Hammer, you can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back.
Came from Rick James's Super Freak. 1981. MC Hammer's in 1990. Sampled 47 times.
Time.
As we continue then, with this one, again, I've not heard this before, a new one on me, this is Edwin Birdsong, track entitled Cola Bottle Baby, from 1979.
Say, baby.
you go, another one I've not heard before. I'll tell you what, each week I'm educated by listening to other DJs, presenters, hearing tunes, and you're like, oh, wow, it's good. I'm normally a plinky plonk man, but I'll tell you what, I'm being converted. I'm starting to like me rock music. I'm liking the stuff that Matt Thomas plays. I'm starting to get into this kind of stuff as well. It's all good. It's good fun. It's good to do something different. Take you out your comfort zone. Put you into a different zone. Enjoy the tunes. That's what it's all about, isn't it? So that is Edwin Birdsong, Cola Bottle Baby from 1979. Where do you think this one went then? Now, this one got me, but when you hear it, you'll know it. And it should be immediately obvious. So anyway, I've just done my maths. I've just calculated the remaining tracks times, and we should finish bang on 9 o'clock.
www.freedomradio.co.uk.
The Freedom Fighters are back in town. Freedom UK.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us. Harder, better, faster, stronger. More than power, power, never. Ever after work is over. Work it, make it, do it, makes us. Harder, better, faster, stronger.
Better, faster, stronger. And that came from Edwin Birdsong's Cola Bottle Baby. That was 2001. Where do you think this next one went? To be fair, Steph should get this.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The world is cold and times are bad. Every time I think about it, it makes me sad. War and drugs are everywhere. And it's getting so hard to breathe the air. But it doesn't have to be like this. Our love can cure the bitterness. Just open our eyes. We can make the world a paradise. Someday we'll live as one family in perfect harmony. Someday when we all put together, we will all be free. Rogers, track entitled Someday. From 1987, that was. That's been sampled 16 times. The biggest one we've had on the list tonight, 300 and... Oh, no, that was... I haven't played that one. 358. Wow. Someone's making some money somewhere, aren't they? So it later became this one, then, from Liquid. From 1992. I do like this. Steve Cousins, Mystery Monday. Got a couple more to squeeze in for you, slowing you down. Ready to be wound up by whoever's on next. It's Mystery Monday. Good evening.
www.freedomradio.co.uk. We'll be right back.
bass. Classic Liquid Sweet Harmony from 1992. Who sampled who? Who covered who? We love it. This is part three. The other two are out there somewhere. They're on the webpage, 21st Century Freedom. It was a few months ago now. Just look for Steve Cousins somewhere. So just a quick ad for myself then for tomorrow night. If you like the UK charts, which I'm sure you all do, this is for our younger listeners. We do the UK top 10 tomorrow night from 7. If you're into that, make sure you join me, Steve Cousins, on a Tuesday night for the current UK top 10. And then from 8 o'clock, we've got the usual Tuesday night stuff. Haggis lends me some records, and I look after them. There's a few features in there. We're doing a bit of tweaking. We're trying things. It's all good fun. Join us on a Tuesday night, live from 7 p.m. Steve Cousins. So I said I'd slow you down. We've literally got this and one more left. What do you think this become? This is Patti LaBelle. Love, Need and Want You. Answers on the WhatsApp. Where do you think this one went? So, Patti LaBelle. I got my maths wrong, didn't I? I got my maths wrong. Patti LaBelle, Love, Need and Want You from 1983. So, what did that become? Of course it did. It's Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland. Dilemma. Now, I've got a dilemma. Do I go to Snooks or do I go to the Swan? I don't know. And full points to Alex tonight. Well done. We could turn this into a little game. Maybe we'll have to tweak it a little bit. But yeah, interactive. Love it.
Even when I'm with my boo,
I did. I got fraped. Absolutely. So Mystery Monday complete for me. Thank you for listening. Love you all. We've had a Who Sampled Who Part 3. We'll do a Part 4 soon and we'll try and make it a little bit more interactive with the WhatsApp. So we finished off then with Nelly and Kelly. Don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him, but you and Dirty got ties for dick. That was early noughties as well, wasn't it? What year was that? Believe she said, you don't know what you've been to me. Come on. All I think about is 2002. Even when I'm with my boo. Sample from Patti LaBelle's Love, Need and Want You. I want to say a big thank you to Kashi for the idea and the track list. Big thank you to Haggis for helping me download them last night. And also a big shout to H for typing up the sheet tonight so I could read it off. You can catch me tomorrow night from 7, UK Top 10. Who's on next? Who knows? Good night, everyone.
Freedom, freedom, freedom.